dictation for Lori, L-O-R-I, Moline, M-O-L-I-N-E, December 28, 58, addresses a letter to Dr. Mautsatson, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, consultation Mrs. Moline, abnormal kidney function. She is being treated for right-sided breast cancer. She's aware of chronic kidney disease for a number of years. Apparently, blood pressure was running low and they stopped lisinopril within the last 6 weeks. No changes of weight or appetite, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness, or blood, no incontinence. She's still a smoker, denies the use of oxygen, inhalers, or SIPA machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, has a cough, clear sputum, no gross edema, claudication, review system for the most part is negative. Next paragraph, her past medical history. Breast cancer diagnosed 2024, right-sided lumpectomy, radiation treatment, now on hormonal treatment, finding on a mammogram, prior hypertension, panic attacks, chronic kidney disease. She denies diabetes. She denies any history of gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, no liver disease, no kidney stones, no recurring urinary tract infection. She's not aware of blood protein in the urine. No heart abnormalities, no TIS or stroke, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Next paragraph, surgeries including breast reduction bilateral, hysterectomy for endometriosis, not sure if tubes and ovaries removed, bilateral length implant, colonoscopy with a polyps, the right-sided lumpectomy. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, she started smoking age 20, one pack per day, has cut down to 3 or 4 a day, no alcohol, prison, or pass or drugs. Next paragraph, reported brother and dad episodes of acute kidney injury, but no permanent renal abnormalities. Next paragraph, medications include Effexor, atorvastatin, vitamins, Xanax, on letrozole, L-E-T-R-O-Z-O-L-E, denies anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system done. Next paragraph, physical exam, weight 228, 68 inches tall, blood pressure 148 over 100 on the right, standing 130 over 90. On the left side, at 140 over 90, very pleasant, alert, oriented time 4, no gross respiratory distress. Normal eye movements, normal speech, no carotid bruise, palpable thyroid lymph nodes, lungs are distant clear, no gross arrhythmia, obesity of the overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness masses or bruise, no palpable liver spleen, no gross edema. She does have acrocyanosis of the hands, no ulcerations. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from September. Creatinine was normal, 0.9, January and May 2024. At that time, GFR better than 60. Following that, creatinine has progressively risen, some fluctuations, worse in April of this year at 2.3. After that, 1.47, 1.6, and now most recently 1.14. The lowest GFR 23, presently around 53. Normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium, normal liver function test, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelet, normal magnesium. The last urine available is a year ago. At that time, no blood, no protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. Done imaging testing, negative for pulmonary emboli back in January 2024. CT scan of the head angiogram, May 2024. No abnormalities. No acute process. This year, April, another CT scan of the head. In that opportunity, no contrast, no acute abnormalities. I do not see any imaging for kidneys. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Variable kidney function levels, severe hypertension, presently off no medications, off lisinopril, blood pressure in the office is running high. There is some degree of postural blood pressure drops, close to 20 points systolic and 10 points diastolic. She's a smoker and has evidence for acrocyanosis. She's going to get a blood pressure machine and check blood pressure at home. Repeat chemistries. Likely will need restart some kind of blood pressure medicines. We will do kidney ultrasound and Doppler to assess for renal artery stenosis. Prior urine shows no activity, blood, protein, or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. The importance of salt restriction, physical activity, her antidepressant Effexor can cause high blood pressure. However, no changes on medicines at this point in time. All issues discussed with the patient will follow.